Virginia Conversations on Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association, the men and women working in Virginia's public schools. VEA, teaching, learning, leading. Online at veanea.org.
I'm May Lily Lee. Thanks for joining us for this holiday edition of Virginia Conversations. Today, we're sharing some of the many Christmas and New Year celebrations going on throughout the state. Plus, we'd love to hear about your favorite holiday events and destinations and get some ideas on how to entertain family and friends visiting from out of state. In our Richmond studio is Caroline Gibson with the Virginia Tourism Corporation. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I think one of the things we should start off with is the website. You guys have the most memorable website for Virginia.
Well, we actually won an award, a national award, last year for having the best travel website in the country, so we are very proud of it. And our website is www.virginia.org, and there you can find a bevy of holiday events and getaway ideas, and just a lot of information about Virginia destinations and locations.
Wait, let me get my pen. That's virginia.org.
Yes.
I love it, and there are some wonderful events that people can find at that website, and one of the things I know you and I are eager to talk about is the 100 Miles of Lights.
Yes, this is – there's no light show like the 100 Miles of Lights. This runs from Richmond all the way to Portsmouth and Virginia Beach, and it's about millions and hundreds of events circling around it, and just the whole – city just lights up aglow, and it's just a great opportunity for the whole family to take in some beautiful Christmas lights and just get in the Christmas spirit.
So let's talk about each of the cities participating. Of course, a long tradition is over at Ginter Park.
Yes, the Garden Fest of Lights is actually running through January 13th, and that's put on by Dominion at Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden. And it's a holiday tradition that features 500,000 lights. There's botanical decorations, trains, holiday dinners, family activities, and a lot more. And this year, it's actually themed a natural love affair. So it's celebrating everything that we love about the natural world. And you can discover these larger-than-life bugs. And I know that will be really exciting for the kiddos. There's also bees and native flowers that will illuminate your path. And you can just meander through a caterpillar tunnel of lights. So it's just a really fantastic, breathtaking display over at Lewis Ginter in Richmond.
The fact that Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden is doing that all the way through January 13th means people don't need to rush. And, oh, you know, how are we going to fit it? It's Monday. It's Tuesday. You don't have to do it before Christmas.
Right. And you know, Christmas this season was only 3 weeks long, which seemed really short. So, no, everyone's been packing in a lot of things with shopping and holiday parties and dinners. So it's really nice that they're running this through January 13th. So if you don't get there before Christmas, you have plenty of time to get there after the holidays.
Here's another one in Richmond, Holiday Glitter, Monument Avenue After Dark.
Monument is spectacular, and I think everyone that lives in Richmond and even those who are coming to Richmond from out of town will all make a stop down Monument Avenue. It is an historic road in Richmond, and these beautiful Victorian houses are just lit up with beautiful lights and decorations, and it's really a sight to be seen.
And that's through December 27th, Friday, mm-hmm. December 27th. Of course, who in Richmond hasn't experienced the Tacky Light Tour?
Oh, yes. That's so exciting. We actually were on a Light Fight TV show here recently, but we have some the tackiest of the tacky houses here in Richmond. So there's a lot of holiday tacky light tours that you can sign up for if you just Google, you know, light tours in Richmond, and you can get a bunch of your friends or family and hop in a limo or a bus and just be taken around town to see some of these tacky lights.
Now let's take it to the Hampton Roads area. In Newport News is the Celebration in Lights, and that's through January 1st. Light up your holidays with the award-winning Celebration in Lights, a two-mile drive-through.
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular, and I know that, you know, especially being at the beach during that time, it's just a really beautiful sight to take in. So it's a very good celebration.
And your website describes it as a spectacular animated set of scenes in Newport News Park. Oh, wow. Over 750,000 lights illuminate the beauty of Newport News Park's forests, fields, and ponds. So it's like a winter wonderland.
Exactly.
And then also over in Norfolk is the Dominion Garden of Lights as well.
Yes, that's another beautiful light festival that they have there in Norfolk. And again, it's part of the 100 Miles of Lights. It's just an absolutely spectacular display of holiday cheer and spirit. And it is, again, a winter wonderland.
And finally, for the Tidewater area, Virginia Beach, there's a McDonald's holiday lights at the beach. Gotta love that.
Yeah, that's a family favorite for sure. And we get a lot of people asking about that, and just a really fantastic display of lights. And it's really fun for the whole family to just take part in the beach festivities and walk around and get to see all of the lights and holiday spirit.
You know, that reminds me of the Polar Plunge that's held every year. Virginia Beach holds a fundraiser and a big plunge in the middle of the winter, February 7th through the 8th. And that's great. I just love the juxtapositions in both of those events.
Sure. That is not for the faint of heart either. That water is cold.
And finally, as far as the lights go, let's drop in on Williamsburg, the Busch Gardens Christmas Town, and Colonial Williamsburg's Grand Illumination.
Yes. Yeah, so Christmas Town in Williamsburg, at Busch Gardens, it's just an amazing way to experience what Christmas was back in the old days. And it's a great way to experience Christmas with your family and just kind of take in the different traditions here in Virginia. And if you travel just down the road to Williamsburg and Colonial Williamsburg, that is a famous destination for families and travelers to come. People come from all over the country to see Christmas in Williamsburg, and they have been an attraction since 1934, having candles in the windows, and they also have traditional Virginia Christmas decorations with magnolia leaves, Fraser fir pines, and pineapple, which is the Virginia sign for welcome.
Williamsburg is beautiful at Christmas time. I understand there are also fireworks going on there.
Yes, they have fireworks, and that was kind of dated back to the 30s is when they really started doing the fireworks, and it was kind of the new technology back in the day. But they also have street fires, and there's holiday-themed dinners. You can get, you know, hot cider and just really feel like you're transported back in time.
Let's talk about some getaways to resorts, starting off with Bryce Mountain.
Yes, that is in the Shenandoah Valley, and they just have some fantastic activities for the entire family. There's golf, there's tennis, there's spa there, which is amazing. But you can also go skiing, obviously, on the mountains there. So it's a really fun destination to go and get away. It's a little alternative Christmas tradition.
And as we talk about the resorts that Virginia has to offer, lots of people do think only of the skiing, so I'm glad you're bringing out some of those other activities. There's much more than that.
Yes, the Homestead Resort, which is in Hot Springs, Virginia, is just an absolutely exquisite Christmas tradition. They have the most beautiful decorations, beautiful tree. There's holiday-themed dinners, and it is a very luxurious getaway for couples or families, but it's a great destination, and they have actually heated pool. So even when there's snow on the ground, you can go swimming still.
All right. Tell us about Wintergreen. I know you've been there.
Yes. Wintergreen is a lot of fun. And there it's one of my favorite things that Wintergreen offers is night skiing, which is really fun to go down the slopes when it's dark and the slopes are lit by the lights. But that's a really fun activity. They also have a lot of kids activities like archery, tennis lessons, camps, things like that. So there is something for everyone at Wintergreen.
And what about the Omni Resort? That is one that not a lot of people, the Omni Homestead Resort, a lot of people don't think about that. Maybe they think of wedding
right
events.
Well, it is, you know, as I said earlier, they have some great activities there, and it's just a beautiful, luxurious getaway for couples or the entire family. And they do have beautiful Christmas decorations, and it's just great for the holidays.
And I guess a lot of people, you know, the name Homestead rings true, but it's a combined name now, the Omni Homestead mm-hmm. Resort. And is it the one I'm thinking about with the indoor bowling alley?
Yes, they do.
And a great golf course.
Yes, absolutely.
I have a great drive, and then the game goes downhill from there. So those are some great places to visit. We don't want to leave out Massanutten.
Yeah, Massanutten's a great destination for skiing, and it's about equidistant for people that are traveling to Wintergreen. So if you want to have a little different scenery, Massanutten's a great place to visit.
Okay. So let's talk now about some of the tree farms in the area for those of us who are last-minute tree getters.
Sure. There's a lot of tree farms in Virginia, and obviously we have a lot of green space in Virginia. So these beautiful trees that you can pick up, and even now, just a few days before Christmas, you can still get your live tree and have that beautiful, luxurious smell of pine in your home that is so traditional for Christmas, is that beautiful smell.
So we'll start with some of the choices, starting with Shenandoah Valley. There's Valley Star Farm, the Boys Home Christmas Tree Farm in by the way, Valley Star Farm is in Luray, and the Boys Home Christmas Tree Farm in West Augusta. That's about 80 acres of white pine, Norway spruce, and other varieties. And then in White Post is the Ashcroft Farm, and that also specializes in a variety of trees as well.
Yeah, we've got a lot of selections here in Virginia. That's one thing that we're really lucky to have, is so much natural bounty here. So whatever your favorite fir is, you can find it here in Virginia.
For folks who are in Hampton Roads, I'll mention Santa's Forest and Nursery in Suffolk. And heading on over to Williamsburg, the Mill Farm Christmas trees. Cedar, Leland Cypress, White Pine, Norway Spruce. Oh, this is just great. I know that there are many people who already have their tree up, already have the lights on, all the ornaments are on, but these are really great destinations for people who still have a little bit of time on the clock.
Sure. And, you can keep your Christmas tree up until January 6th, or you can be like my mom who took hers down in July last year, but she had a fake tree.
Tell us a little bit about the John Smith Christmas tradition.
Well, sure. Well, John Smith, when he came to Jamestown, he was notorious for scribbling down all of his experiences, and he kept a diary for everything that he was experiencing, and which has been a great resource for historians. But he actually documented the first Christmas in the colonies, which was in 1608. And as we all know, it was a harsh winter when they were here. They were very hungry. But they did have the opportunity at Christmas to celebrate it with the Native Americans that lived here. And they had a trade party. And John Smith wrote down in his diary that they had never been more merry, nor fed, or more plenty of good oysters, fish, flesh, wild fowl, and good bread, nor never had better fires in England. So we're still doing that today. We've got our great fires and, of course, our Virginia oysters, which are the best.
That's I would love to have some of those right now.
I know.
Here's one of the areas that's often overlooked, because people think of these as something for the fall or for summer or spring, but the wineries.
Oh, yes. We have more than 200 wineries in Virginia, and last year we were named as a top 10 wine destination in the world by Wine Enthusiast magazine. And our vineyards here just produce some of the best wine in the country, and we're really growing as a wine destination. And there are vineyards just about anywhere you want to go in Virginia, from Southwest Virginia to Charlottesville to Northern Virginia. Right here in Richmond and Glen Allen, we have James River Cellars. So there's a lot of really great activities that you can do there. A lot of them are having open houses, and you're able to do wine tastings, and most of them have little cheese and bread that you can taste as well. But this weekend, actually, James River Cellars, which is in Glen Allen, is doing a holiday open house. And this is where you can taste their award-winning wines, check out their gift shop, visit with the special craft vendors, and just pick up some unique holiday gifts. And you can also stock up on Virginia wine, which, I'm a little biased because I'm a Virginia girl, but I think it is the best wine in the country.
So just to give an example of a few, Central Virginia has in Keswick, the Keswick Vineyards Winemakers Dinner, and that's December, that one's already passed. I wonder if they still have their lights up, though.
I bet they do.
And in various and sundry areas, from Nellie's Ford to Bedford, there are all kinds of wineries still open. Maybe the events have come and gone, but you'll have an opportunity to do some perusing there. Definitely in Glen Allen, there's a smaller cellar known as James River Cellars. They're great. I visited with them not too long ago. Through December 31st, they have a winter open house. And they really show you how a small winery can really make a big impact in the area.
Absolutely. One of my favorite vineyards I just recently visited. So for those that are in the Hampton Roads area, you want to do a short drive out to the eastern shore of Virginia, just past Cape Charles. There is Chatham Vineyards. And that is right in the watershed there, that they share the same watershed with an oyster producer there called H.M. Terry Company. But they have some fantastic wines. And in the spring, you can actually kayak up to the winery from Cape Charles. So it's a really great place to visit. And it is just beautiful, sprawling land. The winery is absolutely beautiful. And it's the nicest couple who owns it. Very young, such a cute couple. They're Mills and John Wainer at Chatham Vineyards.
Wow, good to mention that. And also out on Chesapeake Bay in Oak Grove, the Ingleside Vineyards. They're also doing different things in December, but I know they had their big dinner not too long ago.
Yeah.
So that's great. What a lovely way to, if you don't live in the Chesapeake Bay area, or if you want to go out to the Eastern Shore, make a weekend of it.
Yes, and they have some just absolutely charming bed and breakfast out on the Eastern Shore. One of my favorites is in Anancock. It's called the Charlotte Hotel and Inn, and it's just so cozy and cute and the nicest inn owners. And there's also some really great bed and breakfast in Cape Charles. The Cape Charles House Bed and Breakfast is one of my favorites. There's also some really great boutique hotels in Cape Charles. So it feels like you're in New York City when you're in your room and then you step out and you've got the beautiful bay and a quaint little charming Eastern Shore town.
How about in Irvington, the Tides Inn?
Oh, that's a Virginia favorite. And they actually just had in November an amazing event. It was centered around wine and oysters. And so it was just celebrating these great culinary options and wine options that we have. And the Tides Inn is a great place to go and rest and relax and take in some beautiful vistas here in Virginia.
It's definitely a great tradition. We're talking with Caroline Gibson of the Virginia Tourism Corporation. And a lot of people wonder about that corporation on the end. Can you explain how the department functions?
Sure. Well, we are basically the marketing agency for the state of Virginia, and we report to the Secretary of Commerce and Trade and to the governor. But we are a state agency, but the least agency, if that makes sense. But we serve the Commonwealth of Virginia, and we promote tourism and the film industries. The Virginia Film Office is also part of the Virginia Tourism Corporation. So we are working every day to promote all of the great things that Virginia has to offer, not only to people that are coming to Virginia from out of state, but also helping to raise awareness to Virginians that right in your backyard, you've got some fantastic places to visit, and it's all within a short drive.
So there's been some reorganizing. You used to be under economic development.
Yes, and we still work very closely with them. We share office space, actually, but we are separate, and we do our own research about economic impacts. And just last year in 2012, visitors in Virginia spent $21.2 billion, and that went to support 210,000 jobs and contributed $1.36 billion in state and local taxes. So we are definitely pushing that tourism is an instant revenue generator, and every dollar that's invested in Virginia is a $5 return.
We're talking with Caroline Gibson with the Virginia Tourism Corporation about destinations and events throughout Virginia this holiday season. You're listening to Virginia Conversations on Virginia Public Radio. Next week, we spend a little time with three voices most public radio listeners are familiar with, the year-end surprise on the next Virginia Conversations. Stay with us. We'll have more in just a moment. And welcome back to Virginia Conversations. Today we're talking about all the special Christmas and New Year celebrations happening across the state. Our guest is Caroline Gibson of the Virginia Tourism Corporation. We have a call this morning from Orange. Good morning to you, Mike. How are you? You're calling us on your cell phone, right, Mike?
Yes, that's correct.
And what part of the state are you in?
Currently, I'm driving through Orange County, headed toward Warrenton.
Aha. Uh-huh. Visiting family?
No, working.
Oh. Is today your official last day of work for a while?
Not even close.
What's on your mind today?
Well, just wanted to mention two things. For the people that are in the Central Virginia area, Charlottesville, Fluvanna, Goochland, that enjoy wine, there's a wonderful winery on Route 6 between George's Tavern and the town of Columbia. I forget the name of it, but it's kind of hard to miss if you're driving that section of road. And also, there is a very special place for those looking to maybe share the spiritual side of Christmas, the shrine for one of the only second American saint, St. Catherine Drexel, is Catholic Church there in Columbia. St. Joseph's Shrine of St. Catherine Drexel that has their Christmas Mass at 9 a.m. on Christmas morning, and any and all are invited to attend.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Now, tell us, have you experienced either or both of these already in the past?
I am a member of that parish.
Great. Great. Well, Mike, what is your Christmas day going to look like?
Midnight Mass at my home parish at St. Andrew's in Roanoke, and then my usual participation in the choir at St. Joseph's, 9 o'clock Christmas morning.
Well, Mike, thank you so much, and safe travels to Warrenton.
Thank you. Merry
Happy
Christmas.
Happy
New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Yes. And now we go to Blacksburg. Keith, good morning to you.
Hi. I was wondering if you're going to be talking about any events in Western Virginia.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. There are a lot of things that are going out in Western Virginia, and especially out in Southwest. In Abingdon, they have a new place called Heartwood, which is a gateway for artisans. And they're doing a lot of Christmas activities there. And there are a lot of activities that are listed on our website for Southwest and Western Virginia at www.virginia.org. And you can search the events there by region. So that's a great resource if you want to check out some of the events in your area.
We're also going to spend some time talking with Krista Stevens, who is with the Roanoke Valley Convention and Visitors Bureau as well.
Okay. I obviously haven't looked at your website, but one of the things that people miss pretty often is the light parade or the light display in Newport. This has been going on for decades, and it's a couple of miles of driving with large-size displays along the highway there in their main street. And people often miss that, and it's quite a nice light show to drive through.
That sounds fantastic. Will you give our listeners a point of reference? What's Newport near?
It's along 460, and as you I'm sorry, not Newport. I got it wrong. Narrows.
Okay. Narrows?
Narrows, yes.
It's right along Narrows.
460. It's right along 460, and just as you get to it, you will even start seeing some of the lights are on 460, and then if you turn and go and follow the road into town, it drives up along the lake, so it's about a two-mile drive.
Wonderful. Right. What a great tip, and I know that Krista, as well as Caroline, will be making notes on that, just in case that's not already on their list.
Okay, and I presume that the person you mentioned is going to talk to you from Roanoke. We'll probably talk about the Bedford VA Center.
I'll ask her.
Sorry, yeah.
The Bedford VA Center.
Yeah, that's been going on for decades also, and that's another one of those couple of miles of drive. I presume it's still going on because it's been going on for such a long time.
Is that the same one that Charles Schultz helped to monetize?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, we'll ask more about that and flesh that out as well. I think I know which one you're talking about.
Okay.
Great. Thank you so much, Keith. All of that information is so welcome. Have a great Christmas. And we promised, by the way, our producer is just making a note here that I want to pass on to you. It's in Giles County.
Okay.
Narrows is in Giles County. Let's do what we said we would do, which is to talk with Krista Stevens. And she is on the line. She's the Public Relations and Visitor Services Manager at Roanoke Valley Convention and Visitors Bureau. The first thing I'm going to... Hey, good morning to you, Krista.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
First thing I want to do with you is settle the pronunciation. Roanoke, two syllables, or Roanoke, three syllables?
That is a good question. I think we accept all versions.
Okay.
So really... I would say really both ways are quite acceptable, but Roanoke is how I would pronounce it.
Okay, great, because I know that there's a similar discussion that's never ended in Richmond around Powhite Parkway versus Powhite Parkway.
I think it depends on where you're coming from, for sure.
And let's talk a little bit about your branding. What is your theme?
Sure. Yeah, we represent Virginia's Blue Ridge, so we really want to tie in all the natural beauty that we have around our region, especially with the Blue Ridge Parkway. That's obviously one of our greatest assets and wonderful draw, especially for tourism in through our valley here. So what we represent are Virginia's Blue Ridge, the center, kind of a Metro Mountain mix with, you can come down to Roanoke, where there's a great urban life that has continued to grow and flourish, but you can also go out to the countryside and enjoy all the natural beauty that's around us. So Virginia's Blue Ridge is our brand, and we represent a number of local jurisdictions.
And we often hear the catchphrase, come visit us in the Blue Ridge.
Yes, yes.
Great.
And circling back to the website, our website is visitvablueridge.com. Which is a great resource for events as well, in addition to the virginia.org.
Great. And that website, along with others we mentioned on the program, will show up on the virginia.org section dedicated to Virginia Conversation. So if you don't have a pen, you can write down all this information. I think the easiest one of the day, though, has to be virginia.org for the Virginia Tourism folks. All right. So visit VABlueRidge.com, right?
That's right, yes.
Super. Before we launch into some holiday destinations, what tends to be among the most popular destinations regardless of the time of year?
Oh, sure. Well, like I said, the Blue Ridge Parkway certainly is one of our greatest thoroughfares, certainly. And we've got, as I said, a really vibrant downtown in Roanoke that continues to grow. We've had a lot of great renewal and renovations. If folks haven't visited Center in the Square lately, it's worth the trip. They unveiled a major renovation this May. So they house a number of nonprofit organizations and museums. Mill Mountain Theater has just recently reopened. But Center in the Square really has been phenomenal. They offer, in addition to the museums that they house, there's a free green rooftop where you can get one of the best views of the valley. In their first floor, they have an aquarium and turtles and all kinds of wonderful things to see and do that are no cost and open to the public.
And isn't the aquarium rather new?
It is, yeah. May was when it launched, and it's really wonderful. It's fresh water, all natural, no artificial things in there. So it's really, it's unique in that in that way. There's also, I think the Smithsonian comes and tends to it as well. So it's a great treat to have downtown.
One of the things that's so wonderful about Roanoke is it's very festival-y. There's almost something every weekend going on during the good weather.
There is always something to do. In fact, it's always hard to choose which to do because there's oftentimes multiple events going on the same weekend.
It is one of the most vibrant downtowns where people really do come there after work and hang out or, as we mentioned, on the weekends, come to downtown Roanoke.
Exactly.
So
and it's wonderful, and it's easy just, 10 minutes away to hop on the Appalachian Trail and get out in nature as well. So it really is a wonderful mix.
Yeah. And one of the things I love, whether it's this time of year or some other time, but it certainly resonates this time of year, is to drive into the beautiful downtown skyline and see the famous star lit up.
Indeed, again, one of the best views of the area is going up to the star. It's certainly on the top 10 things to do when you're in the area.
There is a story to that. The star began as a Christmas star.
It did. In 1949, the downtown merchants were trying to come together with an idea for how to encourage shopping downtown, and they brainstormed this wonderful idea of a massive star. So a 100-foot-tall neon star was put up on the top of Mill Mountain, really as a holiday decoration. And it's continued and lasted. It's now become kind of a beacon for everybody and turned what was once called the Magic City into the Star City.
How about miniature Graceland? That's an insider thing, but let's tell
it. It is an insider thing. Yeah, but you've got to look for it. I will tell you, we've had friends in town, and it has certainly been on our tour track as well. But yeah, just below, kind of at the foot of Mill Mountain, there is a miniature Graceland. So enthusiast. Replicated Elvis's home, and it's definitely worth a drive-by.
You know, the folklore on miniature Graceland is that this was done by a husband who knew that his wife was obsessed with Elvis, and this was his homage to her. Is
Wonderful.
That how you've heard
well,
it?
Well, it is still standing.
I think if that's really the story behind it, I just love that story.
It's wonderful. Yeah, actually, I hadn't heard that, so I'll have to do my research on that as well.
Yeah, check that out. Let us know. Let's talk about some of the noteworthy holiday events?
Sure. We have been packed with events, I'll tell you. And this weekend, really, it all comes together. But the whole month of December has just been wonderful in terms of experience in the holidays. The big finale for us is this evening. Dickens of a Christmas has its third. It's always held the first three weekends in December, and tonight is the final night. They will be bringing in snow, so you know, bring your hats and bring your mittens. They'll be covering a street with snow, which is wonderful. There will also be a pet contest for the Roanoke Valley SPCA. That is always their annual tradition on the third Friday. So there's going to be a number of events happening, strolling carolers, carriage rides, chestnuts roasting. It's really the perfect opportunity to just get into the season. All the shops will be open late, so for anybody needing last-minute gifts, it's really a special time downtown.
No, chestnuts roasting? Get out of here.
Yes, indeed. Indeed, and there's a live nativity scene, steel drums, a little bit of everything. And I think the weather is really going to be phenomenal, so it might be a challenge for the snow, but it'll be fun.
That's great. Again, these are great tips for outsiders, folks who are maybe coming from other areas and have already done their own community's scenes for a while, and they want to try something different.
Absolutely, yep. This is, it's really, it's such a fun event. Downtown is just packed, and everybody's in a good mood because there's no reason not to be. And we've got this event as well on our website with all the details for where you can find the events. Another wonderful thing happening in conjunction with Dickens, the Taubman Museum of Art, which is now open to the public thanks to a grant from Advance Auto, they are going to be having a make-your-own wrapping paper session tonight for the children, like I said, children of all ages. And so that will be a great event from 5 to 9 at the Taubman this evening. And then if you head over to the Hotel Roanoke, you can explore the Fashions for Evergreens, which is over 20 trees decorated by local organizations, and it's a fundraiser for the United Way. And I think to date they've raised over $10,000 in just 3 years. So you get to vote for your favorite tree with a donation and really get into the spirit. Beautiful trees, really creative, and it's just a wonderful tie-in with the holiday celebrations. And that will be up through January 1st.
The Hotel Roanoke is beautiful. You might not be able to sit out on that beautiful front porch this time of year, except with a big
coat. Weekend you might.
There you go. Okay, good. Because I was going to say, if not, go inside and shoot pool at that billiards table that's so lovely.
Oh, yes. The Pine Room is definitely a special special room, feeling of warmth and great history there as well.
Oh, my gosh, yes. You step back in time as if you're in a tavern from yesteryear.
Absolutely.
Only a very nice one.
Yes.
And the number, let's just give the website address. The website address is visitvablueridge.com for all of these things that Krista Stevens is discussing. Anything else in our 4 minutes left?
Oh, sure. Well, another exciting event tonight, if you're into football holiday celebrations. Again, a beautiful night with the weather, this crazy weather this weekend. But the Stag Bowl is happening in Salem, which is the NCAA Division III National Football Championship. I drove by this morning, and they're already setting up. So Mount Union from Ohio will be playing against the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. So if you want to get outside and experience some December football, that is definitely a great and fun event as well.
Fantastic.
And circling back to the lights in, I'm not sure what the gentleman, what we had called it, but it was the Elks National Home, I think is what he was talking about, in Bedford. And at one time, I think that Bedford was called, like the Christmas Town, or I'm not sure the exact name, but the Elks National Home is definitely worth a drive to see the lights there. And there's also, in addition to the Fashions for Evergreens,
Before you go to that one, the mm-hmm. Bedford Elks Home, that's different from the other event that he was mentioning?
Is it? Okay, yeah, then I...
I'm wondering, because he also said that there was a really cool light display at Narrows in Giles County.
Okay, yeah, that I'll definitely be looking at.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great, perfect. Well. Continue.
And there's also, in Buchanan, there's a festival of trees that runs through the new year as well. So there's definitely, and again, all of this is on our website, but there's every opportunity to get into the spirit.
That's great. And what are you going to be doing on Christmas Day?
on Christmas Day, I will be here just celebrating with my family. I have a little 3-year-old, and he's finally getting, you know, the last 2 years he really didn't have much interest, but this year he's really, really excited. So I'm just excited to see him on Christmas morning. and he's also at the age where he'd be just fine with a stocking full. So he has no expectations, so it's wonderful.
If you could just freeze them at that age.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Krista Stevens, Public Relations and Visitor Services Manager for Roanoke Valley Convention and Visitors Bureau. A pleasure to talk with you.
Oh, thank you so much for having us on, and I hope we can provide some great events online for folks listening.
And happy holidays.
Thank you, you too. Take care.
Happy holidays.
So those are some great things. Do they overlap some of the things from Virginia Tourism?
Yeah, there's some, you know, great events in Roanoke and the Shenandoah Valley. And I did want to go back. Our first caller, Mike, he was talking about the winery off Route 6. And actually, off Route 6, we have two wineries that are celebrity-owned. We have Trump Winery, which is owned by Donald Trump, obviously. And we also have Blenheim Vineyards, which is owned by Dave Matthews of Dave Matthews Band.
Gosh, both are in the Charlottesville area.
Yes, they are. And also Jefferson Vineyards is right there as well. So the Charlottesville area is just a really great destination for all things wine and dine.
You're listening to Virginia Conversations on Virginia Public Radio. That's Caroline Gibson with Virginia Tourism. We'll be back with more in a moment, but first this reminder. Past editions of Virginia Conversations can be heard at virginiapublicradio.org and find out about upcoming topics and comment on past ones on Facebook. Search for Virginia Conversations and like us. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Virginia Conversations on Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association, supporting public discourse through sponsorship of Virginia Public Radio. Resources for parents and teachers online at veanea.org. More information about Virginia Conversations and other Virginia Public Radio programming can be found online at virginiapublicradio.org. This is Virginia Public Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Maylily Lee for Virginia Conversations. Today we're talking about all the special Christmas and New Year's celebrations happening across the state. Our guest is Caroline Gibson of the Virginia Tourism Corporation. You know, we talked a little bit, Caroline, about Hotel Roanoke. Let's also talk about the Jefferson Hotel.
Yes, the Jefferson Hotel is here in Richmond. It's downtown. It's one of the most historic hotels in Virginia, and it's just absolutely exquisite, and especially at Christmas time. They have this magnificently tall Christmas tree in the rotunda, and the entire hotel is just decorated just absolutely beautiful, beautiful, exquisite decorations. They also have a festive fountain. So there's a fountain in the driveway circle in front of the hotel, and they have cascading Christmas lights that are coming down from that, which is just so beautiful. And even the alligator statues get in on the fun. I was just there the other day, and one of their alligator statues, I think who is named Old Pompey, after the alligator who used to live at the Jefferson Hotel, he had a big red ornament in his mouth. So there's just a lot of fun there. It's a great place to go visit. It's a great place for photo op with your family or your loved one. And you can also stop in for a delicious drink or appetizer or full meal at La Mer, which is their fine dining restaurant upstairs, or TJ's, which is their more casual dining downstairs.
That is great. And in Virginia Beach, another equivalent might have been the Cavalier. However, I understand it's under construction, under renovation. But who would know better about that detail than Mary Fugere, who is on the line? She is Director of Media and Community Relations at Hampton Convention and Visitor Bureau. Great to have you with us, Mary. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Is the Cavalier Hotel out of commission right now?
Temporarily it is. There's all sorts of activity planned for the Cavalier and the Virginia Beach Oceanfront. Exciting things ahead for the Cavalier.
Great. So talk to us about some of the events that might be worth noting in your area and worth driving out to see for those of us who are in Central or Southwest or Western Virginia.
Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful time to visit our area, and this weather certainly, you know, complements things for us. We're supposed to have 80-degree weather this weekend in the coastal Virginia area. So it is a beautiful time to visit, not so much if you're looking for snow, but the activities are abundant, of course, with between, you know, the holiday lights that Carolyn mentioned along the Virginia Beach oceanfront, the boardwalk there, as well as the celebration and lights in Newport News. But here in Hampton, we have some very warm and cozy family activities for Virginia to enjoy. And some of those, our downtown area is very quaint and charming, and our restaurants that are located within that district have really brought that home with the activities that they have planned. For example, we have a tea room, the Grey Goose. They have Breakfast with Santa planned on December 21st, and a Joy to the World dinnertainment celebration that's taking place throughout the holiday season. The next one's coming up on December 20th. And so that's a wonderful way to just get out with your family members and enjoy entertainment with some wonderful Southern cuisine, you know, things that Virginia is famous for.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. And also, you know, Hampton has some very unique districts in our city. We have downtown, as I mentioned, with a lot of family-owned businesses, very unique to the rest of the state. Also Phoebus, which has a lot of antique shops, auction houses, and it's a beautiful place to stroll the streets. The American Theater is there, and they're presenting some internationally acclaimed entertainers and artists throughout December and January. And again, December is the month that we seem to, you know, once all the hustle and bustle is behind us, we have a little time to spend with our family and just really get back to what Christmas truly means. You know, enjoy that together time. Phoebus is a wonderful place to stroll and take in those shops. And it also serves as the gateway to Fort Monroe. And Fort Monroe is a beautiful place to spend the holidays with the historic stone fortress there.
And what do you think you and your family will be doing as a highlight event? Do you have a tradition you like to do each year?
Well, every year we enjoy going to Williamsburg for a stroll through Colonial Williamsburg's historic area and enjoying all those, you know, wonderful shops with, you know, gingerbread and things like that. Here in Hampton, we always try to take advantage of something that we purchase every year. We have our Sea to Stars ticket, and every year I purchase one for my entire family. So it's not necessarily, you know, it's not necessarily specific to the Christmas holiday, but it's the time that we enjoy getting back to the attractions that are here in our backyard that visitors from across Virginia would enjoy, like the Virginia Air and Space Center, and taking a whirl on the Hampton Carousel, and visiting the Hampton History Museum, and learning about the history that's so unique to the city of Hampton, and of course our surrounding coastal Virginia area.
Mary Fugere, Director of Media and Community Relations at Hampton Convention and Visitor Bureau. What's a website people can check out?
Well, for Hampton, it's visithampton.com. And for activities throughout coastal Virginia, it's Visit Coastal Virginia, all written out, visitcoastalvirginia.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Mary. A pleasure to talk with you today.
Thank you so much.
And now we have Ross from Virginia Beach, and he also wants to comment on Williamsburg. So, Ross, Williamsburg is a destination for you as well.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I actually live in Virginia Beach, but I sing with an a cappella group called Soundworks that's based out of Richmond. And on New Year's, we are going to be part of the First Night Williamsburg celebration. They have several different venues, several different artists performing starting around 7 in the evening, going to midnight, where they have fireworks at the stadium at William & Mary. Soundworks is going to be doing two performances, one at 7, one at 8. If you want to find out who all's performing at First Night Williamsburg, you can go to their website. It's firstnightwilliamsburg.org. And if you'd like to learn more about Soundworks, we have a website. It's called soundworkschorus.org. And we have actually have two CDs out now, and you can get free previews of all the tracks that are on the CD right there on the website.
I'm guessing you might be the tenor.
I am one of the tenors, yes.
Outstanding. What a great call. Thank you so much, Ross, for calling in today.
Thank you.
Have a great Christmas. Charlottesville. I was hoping Charlottesville would chime in, and Penny came through for us. Penny, good morning. Or the Charlottesville area. You're in Nelson County.
Good morning. Yes, we cover Albemarle, Nelson, and all the way down to Amherst County, actually, to Lynchburg as well. We are a trail, a brand new trail of Jefferson Heritage Trail. We just got a very nice grant from the Virginia Tourism Corporation, so thank you.
You're welcome.
We promote the trail as a integral part of tourism in Charlottesville, Central Virginia. We have bed and breakfast. We have restaurants. We have museums along the trail, as well as the wineries, which are fabulous. So you could spend a day. We are creating cluster tours. You could spend a day in the upper cluster and visit all kinds of venues as well as some outdoor recreation.
Oh, that's fantastic. And we'll be sure to make a note of that on our Virginia public radio link as well.
Yes,
thank you so
that.
Much.
Our website has a complete listing of events. We run a calendar, and we'd love for people to come out and take a visit.
What's the website address?
It's www.jeffersonheritagetrail.com.
That's perfect. Thank you so much, Penny, for your call.
Thank you. Enjoy the show.
Thanks. Happy holidays.
Okay. You
now, we return to Caroline Gibson with Virginia Tourism. Those are some great tips.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so glad Penny called in to talk about the Jefferson Heritage Trail. And it kind of segued perfectly to what I wanted to share with our listeners. There are three craft beer trails that are also in Nelson County. There's the Brew Ridge Trail, which is a little play on words. There's the Red, White, and Brew Trail and the Nelson 151 Trail.
You have to wonder if these people got inventive after drinking the product.
Probably so. But we have about 60-plus breweries across the state of Virginia, and our craft beer scene is really booming. And there's just so many opportunities to get in on the fun. A lot of the breweries have some fun events year-round. And if you really want something seasonal and festive, Hardywood Brewery, which is right here in Richmond, has a gingerbread stout, which is delicious.
It is great to see the thriving craft beer community in Virginia. There, you know, you go to Asheville, North Carolina, and they're practically the capital of it. But Virginia is really, really growing in this regard. We've long enjoyed a very, very healthy and robust wine industry. And now along comes craft brew.
Yes, and they really, there's a craft beer guild now. So it's the brewers that have gotten together to really figure out how to best market themselves. And we're getting a lot of national attention for our breweries here. And, you know, we've got Asheville. We're going to give them a run for their money.
Nelson County is known for its apples, but now look out.
Exactly. And also, I have to mention, we are having a boom for the Virginia Craft Cider as well, which is they just had Cider Week the week before Thanksgiving. So we're really enjoying seeing all these craft spirits and wine and beer. And we even have some craft moonshine distilleries that are legal in Southwest Virginia. So we've just got a lot of things to offer for people that like to have a good time and like to have a good drink.
The number to call is 866-611-NEWS. That's 866-611-6397. We'd love to hear about your destinations in Virginia this time of year. Now, what I'm going to do, Caroline, is give just a brief history of oysters. We touched on it, but we're going to come back to it because, well, to be frank, I'm staring at a luscious picture of oysters, and they're really to be enjoyed, whether it's an oyster stew or raw or steamed oysters at this time of year. Ancient Greeks used to serve oysters as an incentive to drink. Romans imported them from England, placed them in saltwater pools, and fattened them up by feeding them wine and pastries. Many cultures consider oysters an aphrodisiac. Native Americans on both coasts of North America considered oysters a staple foodstuff. So Let's talk a little bit more about the oyster tradition in Virginia.
Yeah, well, as we talked earlier about John Smith and how he and the Native Americans shared some oysters at Christmas time, Virginia is actually becoming the oyster capital of the East Coast. And I was just on the Eastern Shore recently. Oysters and clams are wonderful out there, and they're actually producing 90% of the clams on the East Coast that are going out to restaurants and little shops. But we have seven regions that are oyster growing regions in Virginia, which is the seaside. There's the Upper Bay, which is the Eastern Shore. There's the Lower Bay on the Eastern Shore, Upper Bay, Middle Bay, Lower Bay, and Tidewater. So all of them produce just different flavors, and they really pick up on the taste from where they're grown. There's varying salinity. Some of them are more creamy, and all of them can be enjoyed either raw or fried or steamed or grilled. And a lot of restaurants are really starting to source local oysters, and that's kind of a farm-to-table movement that we're seeing here in Virginia. And our oysters are some of the best. And the Eastern Shore are personally my favorite oysters, but they also have some great ones at Lynn Haven, Rappahannock, and you can find those oysters just about anywhere. So I really encourage everyone to get out there, and even if you don't like them slimy when they're raw, they are very delicious when they're cooked too.
I'll throw out one more oyster tidbit.
Sure.
Abraham Lincoln used to throw parties at his home in Illinois where nothing but oysters was served.
That's my kind of party.
If you live in Illinois, I imagine any seafood would do. We have a call from Rebecca from Roanoke. Good morning to you, Rebecca.
Hello.
Hi.
This is just a notation. Let's not forget our rich heritage in all of our plantations in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are decorated for Christmas, and it takes you back in time, and it's just gorgeous.
Thank you so much. And what's your favorite, Rebecca, to visit?
My favorite is Chip Oaks.
And where is it?
That is not far from Suffolk.
Because I'm trying to spell Chip Oaks right now so that folks can check it out.
It's two different words. Chip, C-H-I-P-O-A-K-S.
Oh, actually it's broken up into two. I'm looking at it. Chip Oaks. Chip Pokes. C-H-I-P-P-O-K-E-S. Chip Oaks. I love it. Plantation State Park. That's such
That's
a great
right. Don't forget any of them.
Near Suffolk. Rebecca, thank you so much for that call.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Christmas. And now we go to Blacksburg. Pat, good morning. What's happening in Blacksburg?
Well, it's a little chilly.
Well, that's going to warm up for you in just a second here.
You promise?
Pretty much.
I'm like the lady just before me. Chip Oaks is an awesome place to go visit. I used to live in Suffolk before I moved back home to God's country in the hills. But anyhow, Christmas morning tradition at my home, as far back as I can remember, going down to my father's parents' farm in Norridge, Virginia, we would go out and get oysters and clams and crabs and things and bring them back. And so oyster stew on Christmas morning is a tradition, but you can enjoy oysters any way that they fix them.
How do you fix your oyster stew? Is yours creamy or is it more
yes,
tomato-y?
Creamy.
How do you do it?
It's creamy, and I always hope when I'm shucking those oysters that I find a little teeny tiny crab in them. Because
You're
they
kidding.
Are so sweet.
What a great discovery.
Yeah. So enjoy some oyster stew or some steamed oysters or fried oysters or just shuck them and eat them. They're so good.
I'm going to ask you this because it sounds like you've done it. You've been behind the pot.
Yes.
I'll bet adding a little bit of sherry or a little bit of wine to that stew. As you're steaming
sherry
it?
Would be the thing. Don't put the wine in there. Use sherry. It's a right. little bit thicker than your wine would be, and it really does give it a little bit of bounce.
Great tip from Pat from Blacksburg. Thank you so much for calling.
You have a great Christmas.
It's a pleasure. And now we're back with Caroline Gibson with Virginia Tourism. In our moments remaining, I want to thank you so much for being with us today and sharing all the wonderful sights of Virginia.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
It's a great Commonwealth, isn't it?
It is. And I would like to invite our listeners to visit virginia.org/oldschool. And you can do some really great trip planning there. We just relaunched our website there, and it is a website that is highlighting everything about small town Virginia. And it's nostalgia and retro is back in a really fun way. So we are inviting everyone to plan an old school vacation here in Virginia. And I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday.
That is wonderful. That is all the time we have for this edition of Virginia Conversations. But if you heard any websites on the program, we'll have them posted for you to check out on the virginiapublicradio.org website. Just check out Virginia Conversations and we'll have the information we discussed. From all of us at Virginia Conversations, have a Merry Christmas and a very safe New Year. Until next time, I'm May Lily Lee saying so long.
Virginia Conversations on Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association, the men and women working in Virginia's public schools. VEA, teaching, learning, leading. Online at veanea.org. And by listeners of this Virginia Public Radio member station. Listeners can hear this program again or access other Virginia Public Radio news content at virginiapublicradio.org. This is Virginia Public Radio.